That is Brooks and Dunn on US 103.5. You ready?
Ready.
I, too, am ready. Welcome to Monday, y'all.
Hey, Travis. Jenny Dean.
This is a situation, is
it? Sitting out here in traffic, and it makes me want to swallow knives.
Yeah, they're a pain in the butt, but, man, we need them because people don't pay attention.
I got you, dog.
Welcome to the show. We start with George Strait. I still... That is Sarah Evans on US 103.5.
Hello.
Hi, I have a question. Mm-hmm. You guys played a song earlier this morning. I think it's called Home, but I think it's a song done by Michael Bublé.
Oh, that would be Blake Shelton's new one.
Okay, we're thinking it was Clint Black.
Clint Black Wishes. That was his song.
No question
about
it.
Trust me, he does.
US 103.5. I heard the...
Chris Cagle, acquitted, not guilty.
Yeah,
all charges.
Yeah.
What kind of gone? US 103.5, in case you didn't hear the news. Which is probably good because you don't want everybody making funny the rest of your life because you hit that girl with the purse.
That's,
I'm sure that people will drop it any second now.
Yeah,
with
just
the
like
purse
we did.
You're a manly man. Okay, so we have the world's biggest Rascal Flatts fan, Jenny.
Oh, we do.
Or at least this is what she claims. Is
really?
You're the world's biggest.
Yeah, I am.
What are the names of the guys in the band?
Oh, that's a hard one. I don't do it. I know their songs. He asked me what their names were.
There's only like three of them.
Come on. Rascal?
Yeah, the Rascal and the Flat Guy.
Rupert. Rupert's a good one. He's my favorite. Benny, Johnny, Terry, Stinky.
And Joe Don.
Right.
Yeah.
Good Lord, really? All right, here's the deal. You can register to win front row online at us1035.com.
Mm-hmm.
That contest just went live a few minutes ago, and we'll give you a chance to win tickets on this show coming up as well in just a few.
Okay.
Travis and Jenny, one's hot and one's not. You decide at us1035.com. This traffic report brought to Preview Inventory.
Big problems in traffic. I'm Ron Stevens.
When developing...
I got my concealed handgun license when I turned 21.
Wait for it. That is Miranda Lambert, gunpowder and lead. Still in the CD of your car?
Yes. I don't take it out. I love that. It's in the CD player in my office, too. I have two copies.
It's growing on me. I agree with Jenny that you should go buy that if you don't have it. We yield the floor now to Brad Paisley. It's alcohol, US 103.5. From completely homeless at age 14, I believe it is, to country music star, that is Jimmy Wayne. Do you believe me now?
Good for him.
US 103.5. He really needs to write a book because it is such an amazing thing that has been his life. It really, from living on the streets to doing what he does, it really is kind of amazing. We'll have to get him back on the radio and dig into some more of that.
Well, I'm just trying to...
Which is a horrible segue into this.
Well, I know. Because I'm trying to figure out how this happens.
Well, it's tough to count to five.
What is this, like Home Alone or what?
It's hard to count to five.
This family is headed out on a European vacation, and they have five kids, 18 suitcases, and a bunch of duty-free purchases.
I know. You got the duty-free. You got the suitcases. It's hard to make sure you got all your kids with you.
They leave the four-year-old daughter in their rush to get to their gate to get on the plane to Paris.
Just left her behind.
Didn't realize it even until 40 minutes into the flight when one of the flight attendants walked up and said, "Excuse me, hello, did you know that your child is still back at the airport?"
What do you mean? One, two, three. Oh,
honey, did you forget that duty-free bag?
Did we have five kids when we got on the plane?
But they remembered all their purchases and their suitcases. I guess just the child got lost in the shuffle. But I think this is safe to say. It makes these people our
bad parent of the day.